Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the seventh parak of Maseches Shkolim. Today we are learning parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph and parak Zayin Mishnah Beis. Having listed and described the 13 different chests for money in the previous parak, the Mishnah now is going to discuss the status of coins that are in fact found on the floor between two different chests. It says the Mishnah, Moshe Nimtzu Bein Hashkolim Linadava. If coins were found between the Shkolim chest and the chest that was offering the voluntary karbanos, that was chest 1 and 13, and it is not known from which of the two chests the coin fell from, says the Mishnah, Karov l'shkalim, yiplu l'shkalim. If the coins are closer to the Shkolim chest, there go to the Shkolim chest. We assume that they fell from there. Linadav v'yipul linadav. If they are closer to the chest that holds the money for the voluntary karbanos, then they should be placed in that particular chest. Mechta lemechta yipul linadav. But if they are halfway in between the two, then they should be placed in the chest for the voluntary karbanos. Now, you got to place the coins in the chest that is used for the more holy purpose in this situation where it's mechta or mechta, where it's halfway in between them. And this way we can be sure that the money will certainly not be used for a less holy purpose than the one for which it was originally designated. The coins in the voluntary karbanos fund are used only for karbanos ola, which are burnt entirely on the mizbech for Hashem, whereas those in the shkolim chest and the shkolim fund are also used for communal karbanos that are partially eaten by kohanim, whether it be the karban chatas of Rosh Chodesh or of the various yamim tovim. Therefore, we're going to place those coins in the chest for the voluntary karbanos for the karban ola. Continuing now with other types of scenarios, bein etzim lalavona. If coins were found between the wood chest and the nearby chest holding the lavona, the various the frankincense that was part of the ketores process, Karov le'etzim, yipul le'etzim, if it's closer to the wood chest, it goes there. Le'levona, yipul le'nedav, if it's closer to the frankincense chest, then it should be placed in that chest. We assume that they fell from that chest. Mechta le'mechta, yipul le'levona. But if they were found halfway between the two chests, then they should be placed in the chest for the frankincense. Frankincense has more kedusha than the wood purchased for the fires of the mizbech because of the frankincense is actually used for the ketores, while the wood is only used as a fuel to burn other karbanos. Continuing in the Mishnah, bein kinin legoz leola, if the coins were found between the bird pair's chest, whose funds again are used to purchase the pairs of birds, consisting of both karban ola and a karban chatas, and it's found between the in between that chest and the one for the young ola birds, again that's chest 3 and 4. Then karov lakinan yipul lakinan legoz leola yipul legoz leola. Once again, it's gonna be, if it's closer to one, then obviously it's gonna go to that one. However, mechta lemechta yipul legoz leola. If the coins are halfway between the two chests, then they should be placed in the young ola birds chest because this fund is used only for karbanos ola, which is a higher level of kedusha, which is a higher level of holiness. Now we're going to discuss a similar type of situation that might occur outside of the Beis HaMikdash, says the Mishnah, bein chulin l'maiser sheni. If coins were found between a chest containing ordinary, regular coins and a chest containing maiser sheni coins that again that were used to redeem maiser sheni, so karav l'chulin yipul l'chulin, l'maiser sheni yipul l'maiser sheni. Again, if it's closer to the chulin chest, goes there. If it's closer to the maiser sheni chest, then it goes there. But mechta l'mechta yipul l'maiser sheni. But if there's a halfway in between, then we're going to assume they belong to the maiser sheni funds, and it's obviously that has more kedusha than regular coins, and therefore they're going to be allocated and given towards those funds. Finishing off the Mishnah Zakal, this is the general rule. Hol chenachar akarov lahakel, we're going to follow the closer possible source, even if we're being lenient. If it's closer to one chest, then we're going to assume the money came from that chest. But mechtala mechtala hachmir, but when there is neither, it's unclear which source, which chest it came from, then they're found halfway in between. So we've got to follow the stricter possibility, since using coins for a less holy purpose than for which they were originally intended as an iser midaraisa, we're going to follow the general principle of safek daraisa lachumra, that when you have a doubt, when you have a question, you're going to be machmir, we're going to be strict. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah here is going to continue with other examples of coins that are found in situations where they may in fact be holy. Says the Mishnah, Moshe Nimtu Lifnei Socher Behema, coins that are found in front of the areas belonging to the dealers that are selling animals in Yerushalayim. La'olam Meiser, they're always going to be assumed to be Meiser Sheni money, because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, most of the animals bought in Yerushalayim throughout the year are bought with Meiser Sheni money. The Har Habayis Chulin, however, coins that are found in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning on the Mokum HaMikdash, the Temple Mount, they're assumed to be regular, non-holy money, because most of the money carried around Yerushalayim is not Ma'aseh Sheni money, even if the money was found during the three Yamim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, when most of the money in Yerushalayim is Ma'aseh Sheni. You may still assume that the money had fallen before the Yontif, when most of the money is not considered to be Ma'aseh Sheni. Be Yerushalayim, but if money is found anywhere else in Yerushalayim, then what's the halacha? Bishas haregel meiser. If it is found during one of the three shalosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, then we assume that it is going to be meiser sheni. Since Yerushalayim at that point is flooded with individuals who have come for the Yomim Tovim, and they brought their meiser sheni money with them, you can assume that the money fell before the Yontif. However, but the rest of the year, if you find coins, we assume that they're regular money, since there is more ordinary money in Yerushalayim throughout the year than Meiser Sheni. Quick review, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph taught us that if you find coins in between any of the chests that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, so if they're closer to one chest, they're going to go to that chest, but if they are in between them exactly, mechtel mechtel, if they're totally in between them, then we're going to assume that they belong to the holier, stricter type of chest and type of karbanos used in those funds. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis discussed coins that are found in front of dealers that are selling animals in Yerushalayim. Again, there as well, what to do with the money that is found. So if it's found in front of these people selling the animals, then we assume they're Ma'aseh Sheni, because generally speaking, animals bought in Yerushalayim were redeemed from Ma'aseh Sheni money. If you find it on the Har HaBayis area, then you assume that they're regular, non-holy money, because most of the money carried around Yerushalayim is not Ma'aseh Sheni money. But if you find money anywhere else in Yerushalayim besides for Har HaBayis, and besides for obviously the animal dealers as well, then it's going to depend. If it is found during one of the shalosh regalim, then it's assumed to be Ma'aseh Sheni. If it's found the rest of the year, then it's assumed to be regular money. Have a great day.